This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Ah, there you go. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation and just being involved. You've got to be involved. Please be involved, right? I mean, seriously, we don't get anything done unless you engage. We don't get anything done unless you push back. I am, you know, some of you have said I seem to be re-energized when I go back from CPAC. I don't know if it was CPAC or the fact that after seeing that movie Unplanned, I just realized how demonic, how nasty. Now, let me clarify something here. Not all Democrats when I say this. I got some loving, great, wonderful Democrats. But what I don't Democrat friends, what I don't understand is how you can allow, how the rank and file can allow some of the things to happen they do. And when I saw Unplanned, and I saw what Planned Parenthood tried to do to this woman that they had just given, and I don't want to go down this whole road because I don't want to give it all away, they've just given an award to, it's like the Planned Parenthood employee of the decade. Then they try to rip her up for telling the truth. Anyway, more on that later. But today, see, I jumped right into it. Head over to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a million things going on. And give me your email address. I send out one email a week. That's it. One email a week. And that's all you, you know, and that's the way you get informed and you get engaged and you find out what's going on in the show. You know what I mean? Anyway, again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So today, this is one of the irritants. You know, as some of you know, I'm not on the level of a Rush Limbaugh, so I don't have like 150 stations with 732 million listeners. You know what I mean? So a lot of us regional broadcasters, or all of, a lot of us broadcasters who have a large group of smaller stations, we've been talking a lot lately how we can kind of help the narrative, because they're going to pound on us in 2020, okay? The left, the George Soros's, the ones who've got the big bucks, Bloomberg and so on, are going to spend all kinds of money to make sure that our message doesn't get out. So we need to do it now. We need to hit the opposition, if you would, every time they come out with stupid stuff. And I do mean stupid stuff, okay? It's really that simple for me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, today House Democrats approved a sweeping election reform measure that would reshape campaign finance rules, impose new voter registration requirements, compel presidential candidates to release their personal tax reforms, tax returns. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Doesn't that sound... It is that smoke and mirror that the left has become so good at. Now, before we get rolling here, before I start getting into this, remember, my family members all have green cards. Or had. They don't have any more. Okay? Immigrants that came to this country legally. All right? So the Dems put a bill on the table which is 700 pages. They loved us. When you put out that many pages, 700 pages. Okay? when you have that many pages out there, it's kind of hard. There's no way these people read this whole thing. There's no way they got involved in this. And I think, I personally, my personal opinion, they did this partly because of the debacle they had yesterday in calling out one of their own members for anti-Semitism. Really that simple. So they want to overhaul election rules. And I've asked, or we haven't replaced producer Tammy, so you guys stop having a heart attack. But I've asked producer Cody to go ahead and give me some highlights from the bill. And this is just amazing, okay? Now, one provision would allow candidates for public office to treat certain personal expenses, like child care or health care costs, for example, as campaign expenditures. My God, I would run 20 years in a row. I wouldn't stop running. You take care of the kids. You get your health care costs taken care of. Right? Now, the point of the provision, according to the bill, is to lower the economic barriers to running for office. Another provision takes aim at the Presidential Inaugural Committee, placing a $50,000 limit on individual contributions of such groups, requiring that they disclose donors that give more than $1,000. Now, I want you to know something here. This is great, because, you know, the Dems are all about transparency. You know, they're always on Donald Trump for the sinister stuff that he's doing. And, you know, many, many, many of the freshmen legislators got elected. They got elected on, you know, doing away with the old guard, making sure that they were transparent, doing business a different way. And yes, yet, my own congresswoman person, I don't even know what they want to be called anymore. See, when you're on the right, you just see you're a congressman or a congresswoman. I don't know any left. It could be anything. Okay? She took so much money, so much quote-unquote dark money, and she voted against, she voted for this resolution that would not allow them to tell you who gave the big bucks. So if all these, you know, remember, this was pretty much partisan line voting. So if they want things out there, I mean, somebody used to put up a meme, I used to giggle at it, which was, you know, you had to put, if legislators were like race cars where you had to put your sponsors on your clothing, right? I mean, that would be hilarious, wouldn't it? So why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you want people to know, right, who was giving you the big donations? What PACs they were coming from? What are you afraid of? So, Congresswoman Hill, from my area, I would love you to call and tell me how you could vote and vote for this and tell me how transparent you're trying to be. And you're not. Xander Gibb joins me after.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
You know, this is one of those songs I have, like, these Woodstock flashbacks, right? You know, everybody kind of dancing crazy in the field. But I was born to wave the flag. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I'm going to finish the story, but first I want to bring in Xander Gibb. Okay, I love when he's on the show with me. You love when he's on the show with me, because you always say, is Xander coming on tonight? Right? They never ask me if I'm going to be on, where I'm at. Anyway, Xander, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
You know, you said you talked about this on your show tonight, so this ought to be a lot of fun, but the Democrats today You know, I mean, these guys, they're trying to get... I love this. They're desperate. They're so desperate. So they're losing the black community. They're losing the Hispanic community. Okay? So, oh my God, what are we going to do now? Oh, I know. Let's give 16-year-olds the right to vote. And when we're done with that, let's support... Oh, there we go. Let's support illegals voting. Because that's always a good thing to do. Right? Allow illegals to vote. I mean... It's just amazing to me that this is how desperate they are. They don't care what damage they do to this country. I'm starting to feel that way. You know, you, of all guys, you used to get on my case for broad brushing. And you were right.
Yeah.
You were right to do that. But in the years that we've been on together, that broad brush is almost required that you buy one now. Because
I take it all back.
Thank you. I knew you would eventually. There you go.
Well, most of it. Most of it. The huge sign that's kind of apocalyptical is the gays are starting to leave you behind. There's really something wrong. And the gays are even leaving the Democrats. I mean, you know, I was obviously the first. But, you know, ultimately, this is a sinking ship. And I'm grateful that it is. And they are very desperate. And that's why, you know, that's why people like, you know, Commissioner Harris are trying to legalize prostitution. They're that desperate. I mean, what next, you know?
Oh, God.
I thought it was Kama Sutra.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, can you see it now, though, if Joe Biden runs, right? Hookers for Biden? I mean,
Yeah. Seriously,
that'd be great.
Yeah. I mean, it puts gays for Trump in a whole new realm, doesn't it, really?
Oh, God. And so, anyway, we, you know, again, I know that part of this was that you did this tonight. They're talking about, again, when you look at this, you have to have what? They want you to put up your tax returns in order to run for president, right? I'm thinking to myself, why make this a law? If the guy doesn't want to put up his tax returns, we don't have to vote for him. Why do we have to legislate everything, right?
Right. Well, why don't we get to see, I think, you know, annually before senators are reinstated, they should have to show their tax return. Because you can't tell me, you know, Nancy Pelosi has got all that money in the bank. You know, I wrote a cookbook 25 years ago. I mean, there's no way that she's got that from being an MP. That's my British head. From being a senator. It's kind of concerning. How can you afford to live in that kind of house if you're on a senator's salary?
Well, when we bought it, it was only $51,000, you know, Xander.
Yeah, it was $52,000 when
right.
we first bought it, but now it's worth $54 million.
That's
the gin.
Yeah. You know, and then I love now, and then they want to make Election Day a federal holiday. You know, there are some things that I sit back and think they want to show up at everybody's door with a ballot in their hand and go, okay, so for President Obama, right? That's what you're Obama? Okay. This is what they want to do. And if it's that important of a day, if it's that important of a thing, how many things do you skip work for, skip school for, you a little pain in to go see that hockey game or a World Series game? I mean, you will give up for certain things. Why can't you give up or try harder to go vote?
I thought in some states you were legally allowed to have time off to go vote. I mean, most employers will let you leave early or come in later or...
Right.
You know.
Yeah. But why make it a holiday?
So
why kill the whole day? Right?
Yeah.
Now you're getting paid to go vote, aren't you, technically?
Because we're desperate, Joe. We need to get all the voters in. And if we give them a day off, they'll be able to vote for us as Democrats.
So... Here's what I love. Another one of the parts of the bill, they want to curtail partisan gerrymandering, the drawing of congressional districts to benefit one political party or another. So they're going to hire, ready for this? You're going to love this one, independent redistricting commissions, probably run by Mueller and his team. You know what I'm saying? An independent council. So anyway, but what I love about this is that when you look at how they pull these things apart or put these things together, they have percentages of Hispanics, percentages of blacks. They have all these percentages that they try to follow when they put these lines together. Now, I'm sorry, How has this become, you could say it's nonpartisan, but if they truly believe that the bulk of the black community, the bulk of the Hispanic community vote for them, and yet they're putting these areas together based on the numbers of blacks and Hispanics, does that sound impartial to you?
No. And, you know, they're coming out with a new fragrance in the spring. It's called Desperation. Desperation by the Democrats. Mighty, mighty smell of desperation.
Oh, God. I just love this one. And another provision takes aim at presidential inaugural committees, placing a $50,000 limit on individual contributions to such groups and requiring that they disclose donors that give more than $1,000, right? This, I mean,
right.
Wasn't President Obama's, his first inauguration, wasn't that one of the most expensive ones we've ever seen?
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
Didn't it look like it was supposed to look like a Greek god was being, I don't even know what you want to call it, ordained, I mean, put in place, whatever?
The money they spent on Michael's dress alone, I mean, you know.
God. You're gonna get me
that cold. Takes work, you know, too. But that guy to look that good takes work.
So... Good night,
I'm an Obama.
Good night, everybody.
If you're one of our sponsors and you're listening, yeah, we do apologize.
So, no, it is just amazing. And when they talk about, you know, lowering, you know, they want child care and health care costs, right? And they want them covered under your campaign expenditures. I'm thinking, what do you give up to run?
Yeah.
See, our local congresswoman, and I said, I don't know if you're a Democrat. Are you a congressperson? Are you a congresswoman? Congress-cis-gen? I don't even know what to say. So, anyhow. But she ran on transparency. She ran on changing D.C. She ran on not being the norm. She was going to go change things. She was young, new, you know, freshmen. But yet, she was a recipient of much dark money. Much dark money. Yet, she's not interested in the provision that would require that those who give big bucks, that the donors be made transparent. Anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. I know I ate up all your time. What can I tell you? That's what I do for a living. We'll be back in a minute with Xander Gibb. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump signed Bibles at a church and took photos with tornado survivors during a tour of Lee County, Alabama, where 23 people were killed by storms last weekend. On a brief walking tour with some of the worst damage, Governor Kay Ivey expressed gratitude for the president's support.
He responded quite favorably, and so FEMA has been right on top of things from day one.
They have.
We're grateful.
President Trump on the survivors.
One woman lost 10 people in her family. Incredible woman. And she, I said, how did it go? She said, I lost 10. A couple of others lost 2 and 3. I've never seen anything like it.
Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson will resign at the end of May to take a job as president of the University of Texas at El Paso. Bill Shine, the former Fox News executive, resigned as White House communications director after being on that job for 8 months. He'll work on President Donald Trump's re-election campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. All over the wires today, before I get back to the story of Xander, we're seeing that Cohen met with Shifty Schiff for 10 hours before he went in for the hearings, before he went in for the committee stuff, right, the committee hearings. I mean, seriously, does anybody see anything wrong with this? Does anybody see anything wrong with they're looking to Cohen to hang Trump and others in the Republican Party? Can you imagine if it was the other way around? Can you imagine if Republicans met with, you know, key witnesses for 10 hours ahead of time to try to get information from them? I mean, what did they promise Cohen? That's what I would love to know. Can you imagine if we had one-tenth of the leakers, right, that have been against that the Democrats have that have leaked on Trump? If we had one-tenth of the leakers that would leak on the Democrats doing this crazy stuff, my God, they'd all be indicted. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to help me calm down and bring some sanity to the conversation. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe. Take a chill pill, dude.
All right, I'm done. It's over.
Good.
I feel better. Good. So I'm going to jump right back in again. I mean, think about it.
Not with anger, in with love.
Well, that's what I always joke with the love Trump's hate thing, right? Remember we heard about love Trump's hate, as they're pounding on us, as they're pushing kids in the Berkeley campus, and we still hear about. I said this today. Maybe you might be. You probably are smarter than I am, right? So you hear about all this violence that's taking place, all the nasty things, all the hate that Trump is putting out there in people. Who? The majority of the punches in the face, the majority of the smashing of the windows, smashing the police cars, setting things on fire. Who's doing that?
The left, clearly. but it's do as we say, not as we do. But I just love, you see, what we're actually seeing now in 2019 is we're actually seeing a pathway for Donald Trump to win again in 2020, because you can't tell me that people are not looking at these things and making their mind up about which is the, because it comes down to good versus evil, as far as I'm concerned, Joe. And the left, you know, the leader of the left, the leader of the Democrats is Satan. And ultimately, now, you know, you can't be a party that's suggesting killing babies, killing children when they're alive, and not say that Satan's in there somewhere.
Well, for clarity now, you're not talking about Pelosi, right? Leader of the party.
No, Joe, stop bringing me into the conversation.
Yeah, no, I love, you know, again, this is just so classic, and it shows you that how deep the derangement is, how real it is, and the fact that they don't really mean love Trump's hate. You know, I go to Oppositeville with them all the time, okay, because they mean exactly the opposite. It's to inflict as much pain as humanly possible on the other people. That's kind of where their head's at. They are so sure that they're right, that it's anything goes, anything matters, anything they want to do is the right thing to do to win this. And
yeah,
that's sick. That's a bad place to be, right?
It totally is, because it means that you will, you know, nothing is sacred anymore, as we've seen, you know.
No, nothing.
You know, hamburgers right. are not sacred anymore. Cows farting, you know, you name it. You know, the Hamburglar. Hello, this is the Hamburglar. It's just... It's parody. It's a parody of itself. You know, the Democratic Party that I was a member of, this is a parody of what it used to be, even from when I was a member.
Well, just listen, just this whole thing with the anti-Semitism resolution, right? You think about this, how hard is it to do one? You could have done two, you could have done three, you could have done four resolutions, right? How hard would it to just to put a resolution forward that said, you know, so-and-so... Matter of fact, they probably could have listened to half a dozen people, but just put it out there, put her name on it, say, you know, this is not acceptable, you know, Congresswoman or whatever, again, whatever they're called, Omar, her comments aren't acceptable, and, you know, I don't know what it is, she's going to come off the committees that she serves on. I'm so irritated with this, I don't get how easy this would have been, right?
But let me spin this around for you, Joe. What if this was a Republican senator or representative that was saying the same kind of things about Muslims? They would want their head on a platter, but I can't say that. They really would want, you know,
yes.
some action taken.
Well, was it, I think it was Congressman King. You know, they went nuts when he made some racist comments, you know, and he was saying, I didn't mean it the way it came out. You know I didn't. This is, and they were just beating the crap out of him. Her, they cover. What are they afraid of? Why is this so hard for them?
Well, they do look out for their own, and you know, I just think that the ultimate kind of with all of this is that she's going to continue to do this. Surely there has to come a point where they have to rein her in. I mean, I think she should resign. You know, Israel is our sister country, and you know, it's imperative we have good relations with Israel. When she's making all this commentary, this anti-Semitic commentary, something needs to be done. Or what we need to do to test the water is we need to get a Republican to say the same kind of thing about Muslims and then say, well, look, you never said a word about her. I mean, you know, this her, this Rashida Tlaib, and you know that crazy kook up in New York. You know, they're just scary. You know, it's like Cerberus. You know, the three headed dog at the gates of hell. You know, those three.
When I see pictures of flashing through stuff, and I see pictures of AOC, I really do get, you know, my shoulder blades tighten up. Like, oh, it's her.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
She's been on your show, hasn't she?
Yes, she has.
Didn't she come on your show?
Yes.
She couldn't even pronounce your name right.
No. Yeah, my mic still smells from that time when she was on the show, right?
Get Tammy to get some sanitizer on it for you.
It's just her. And, you know, and again... You know, you go back again to, let's switch over to, was it Jussie Smollett? Okay.
Yeah.
16 felony counts. Remember, where are the Dems now apologizing for their comments? They're not. You know what they're saying? Well, even though he's been charged with this, even though this happened, even though he lied about this, he was simply and merely bringing attention to a real, you know, real racism in this country. I'm thinking, wow, you guys are good. You should teach a class on this.
So there's not enough racism in the United States, so you have to create it to make an example of what it's like. I want apologies from all these people that called me racist for commenting on what he had done, because, you know, that sets race relations back, you know, 20 years, even worse than Obama did. Because, you know, ultimately, for me, when you're doing this to kind of cause further divide, what you actually do from that is you do cause the divide, because people are even more divided because of what he did.
Yeah, I am totally, you know, amazed. Again, here is a black gay man, and yes, are there issues? Are there still problems in those areas? Sure there are. But lying about it and blowing it up doesn't help the cause in any way, shape, manner, or form.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, doesn't it make sense to me?
I got a call today from the producers of Empire, and they said, did I want to take over his role? And I said, you know, I don't have the rope, you know, it just won't work.
Not the right color, you know.
Yeah,
the whole
exactly.
Nine yards, whatever. But
yeah, let's not go there.
Why? They do. Why shouldn't I? I mean,
yeah.
I am not afraid anymore. I am done. And people say, really? I thought you were done before. I've been done. But, I mean, it's to the point now where instead of hesitating to say something, they do it. They will throw anything out there to shake things up and try to make you look bad. No more.
Of course.
I'm done with it. And,
but don't you love that they can't call Donald Trump a homophobe anymore because of, you know, this thing that he's trying to do worldwide to protect gay
people?
But
they are.
I absolutely love it.
They still are.
Irony.
Yeah. It's perfect. Well, look at, he hates transgenders now, right? Now, the court's the one that decided that the, you know, when it comes to the military, that they do have a right not to throw transgender people out, but they can really regulate what they do. And I said I was talking to somebody the other night, and I said, look, let's forget it's transgenderism. Just for conversation's sake. Let's say it was epilepsy or something, or diabetes, or something where you had to take drugs for on a regular basis. You wouldn't be allowed at the front line because they can't get the medication to you. What's the difference? We got to go for a break, but seriously, what's the difference? Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure. Xander's going to be with us after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptide from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. That's strolling music. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. I have these visions of Xander strolling around his coffee table, you know, to that kind of music. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time and his insight into some of these stories. And Xander, thanks for being with me.
Hey, thank you. It's a pleasure. Just stop having visions about me and we'll be cool.
Hey, listen, you know, this just came in a few minutes ago. Apparently, a Vermont town has elected a 3-year-old goat to serve as an honorary mayor. Why do they do stupid stuff like this?
Is it a Democrat or a Republican?
I don't know. Well, I'll find out. We'll find out over the next few days as this plays out. We'll see what happens.
Good. Because I think it's important to get that information.
Well, listen, if he screws up real bad, I mean extremely bad, goat milk is great, and I hear goat meat's pretty good, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, curried goat. You know, I've got some very nice... very good West Indian friends who make really good curry, you know.
God. So. Anyhow, yeah, I know we're going down the toilet road, aren't we?
No? Who's curry goat have you eaten that made you ill, Joe?
Curry
Come
goat?
On, let's be honest.
I haven't eaten curry any...
goat.
I don't eat curry anything. I don't believe in cultural appropriation, my friend.
Gosh, you haven't lived, dude, really.
No, actually, I used to do... I worked for a company up in the San Francisco area where there were a lot of Pakistanis I was with. And, man, I'll tell you what, I don't know how they ate some of the stuff they ate. I mean, it was making my nose run across the table, for God's sakes. You know what I mean? But you guys over there in England, you love that hot stuff.
Oh, yeah, I love curry. Can't eat a good vindaloo.
Let's get...
We always get back to food, don't we? Well, one way or another.
There it goes, right down the toilet. We're done, right? You know what I'm saying?
Just moving crazy. Swiftly on.
Well, anyhow, so...
Another news.
You're killing me. I did this story the other night I thought you'd get a kick out of, all right? It's the cultural appropriation of Hawaiian Day. Now, I don't know about you, but... You know, I know a lot of people love Hawaiian food, you know, Hawaiian luau's and that kind of stuff. And it's almost like if I got, I don't even know, give me a name, Jesus, right, making spaghetti and meatballs, he's culturally appropriating me. I don't care. If it's good and it tastes good, I don't care. You want to have an Italian day where it's all Italian? I'm okay with that. I mean... If we really got to that point, I mean, are these young people really that sensitive, or they've been taught to be that sensitive? I'm just
No. I don't think it's any of the above. What I think it is a diversionary tactic as well. Like getting us talking about this BS, what it means is we're not actually looking at how bad things are over to the left of center.
Jeez. I don't know. And then I'm just hitting these quick stories because I know you have some thoughts on some of them. West Virginia State University student government, they don't want, ready for this one, they don't want the police on campus to carry guns. So I guess if something's going wrong and some student is being beat or hurt or something's happening, they want to tell the assailant, can you just hold on a minute while I call the regular police who actually have weapons that can stop you.
Yeah. Or God forbid if a shooter comes onto the campus, you know. Because we know that, you know, what the thing that can stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun, and that can happen very quickly.
Well, they're upset because the bill that's being pushed through would also allow concealed carry in on campus, in classrooms, and other places. You know, what do you think these young people, how do they expect the police and other authorities to keep them safe without being able to overpower their assailants, without being able to... You know, strike fear in the person that's doing the nasties.
I mean, what is happening on these campuses? They're being kind of liberalized. You know, you let me run for my safe space. There's a guy with a gun that's going to shoot you. The only thing that's going to stop him is shooting them. Then give them guns for heaven's sake. You know.
Yeah, I love this. And then I don't know if you saw the headline that the ISIS fighters are, you know, they're furious over the fact that their leader didn't show up for their meeting. Right? I mean, if you were a leader of ISIS today, would you show up anywhere? I mean, seriously.
No.
Oh, all right. Back to Joe Biden. I was having fun with him earlier. But, I mean, you think of the long line of things that he has said in his career, and he got away with. Remember when Obama was running for office the first time, you remember his comments about, you can't even hardly go into a 7-Eleven these days without somebody having some kind of foreign accent behind the counter. Can you imagine? Are you okay?
I just think the world's gone mad, and America, you know, the left in America are just kind of like, it's like some bad B-movie right now, you know?
I don't get. I am. There are things that are being said as the norm today that 10, 12, 15 years ago, you would have been, people around you would have been aghast at. They would have been like, oh, I can't believe she said that. I can't believe she's doing that. I can't believe they're actually putting that out there. And people are saying it's because we've evolved. I was talking to somebody just this morning. And
evolved.
Yeah, evolved. Devolved would probably be more like it. But talking to somebody this morning, he said, look, at even at CPAC, right, conservative CPAC, I'm in the elevator with a bunch of young people, young girls, young guys, and the F-bomb is being thrown around like it's the V word, right? And I'm thinking to myself, you know, why? Why did we devolve to a point where foul language is okay and it's not a problem?
I think it's totally worrying, and it's a real bad sign that so many people still support that level of ideology, because it's kind of going to hell in a handbasket, really, isn't it? I mean, you know, what's next? Marrying your brother and becoming a representative? I mean, you know, it's just,
I can't imagine.
It's worrying.
I can't imagine that playing out anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Well, at least one thing, you wouldn't have to change over your personalized towels, and you wouldn't even have to change your name on your passport, would you?
You don't stop, do you?
No, I don't.
Let me ask you what you think about this. So, actress Rose McGowan, now, you're into the entertainment world. I don't even know who this person is. She looks familiar, but I don't know her, okay?
She was in Charmed.
Okay. Yeah, she's Charmed, all right. She said she's not ashamed. She said, her words, not mine, I killed my baby in an abortion, and I'm not ashamed. Now, it's one thing to say, I've had an abortion, and I'm not ashamed. It's another thing. Think about the words she used. I killed my baby. I'm not ashamed. Okay? My unborn baby.
Wow.
So, you know, and you're right. I guess she was in Charmed. She was in Scream, right? She shared her abortion story. Not only did she just share it with a group of people. No. Let's put it out on Twitter. Because now they try to tell us that abortion is actually, not only is it normal, but it's safer than having a baby.
Safer for who?
I said the same thing. It's
astonishing. You know, Rose McGowan, the murderess. You know, and what is it about these liberal actresses? I remember Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City last year saying, oh, let's enshrine abortion. What does that even mean? You know, if it's okay to kill your kids, let's come and kill yours first, Cynthia. How would she react to that?
Yeah. No, seriously. I mean, it's... these things, swearing like they do or using foul language the way they do, these are all become normalities. This is okay. This is accepted. You hear it. We're not supposed to be shocked by it. It's just amazing to me. It doesn't stop. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, you know what it is? I'm an old white guy. That's the problem. I'm living back in the 1950s, right?
You're white?
Yes, I'm white.
I thought you were one of these black Italians.
That's right. That's what Corey keeps saying. He keeps calling me the black guy. He says I sound like the black guy in the group. Apparently he's confused, but that's nothing new. Anyhow. Oh, I love doing these rapid fire ones with you. I know that. Hey, did you hear that the Christian Baker in, the Masterpiece Cake Shop, that the Supreme Court sided with him? You know, against.
No, I didn't, but I'm glad they did.
Yeah. Yeah, and anyway, the Colorado Civil Rights Commission finally, they dismissed it. They backed out of it because they knew they were losing. They were not, didn't look like they were going to win. And so they backed away from it. And, you know, and he said it. He said, simple, look it, I will bake a cake for anybody. I don't have it. They come in here, they want a cake. Anybody wants a cake, I'm willing to bake it for them. I just can't celebrate things that I think are participating in a sinful nature. Don't ask me to do it. And I said, okay, so he'll take the cake home. And put Happy Marriage Day on it yourself. What's the big deal? You love his cake so much.
Yeah. Whatever. And I thought slavery was banned in America. I mean, forcing people to perform a task is a very outdated ethic.
Yes,
you know,
right.
If you're gonna have a gay marriage and you go to the baker and he says, sorry dude, I can't do this, you know, most sane people would just go find another baker. Oh, let's sue this guy. He won't make our cake for us.
Let's give your money to somebody else. All right, so listen, tell people where to find you.
ZanderGood.com. Friday is the show, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, and right after On the Real Side.
There you go. All right, so Omar Slam's reporter who quoted her saying that Obama got away with murder on drone strikes. We're going to talk about that the other side of the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. More Dem Delusions in the next hour.